Blog Talk Radio.
If I should go, forget me never. Please say that you'll remember me. I pray the dreams we share together will shine on in your memory. Each time a star falls out of heaven, it leaves the sky a deeper blue. So if we part, forget me never, and don't forget my love for you. Forget my love for you.
All right. There's one we don't hear very often. And it's a nice song, very pleasant. I like it. I like it. It's good to relax too. Yes. Can y'all hear me? Please let me know if you can hear me. Hello?
Anybody?
Anybody? Thank you, Anne. Thank you, thank you. Okay. Now we can go forth. Big breath. Relax. Stress bleeds away. We're okay now. Okay. Well, hey, guys. It is All Elvis Tuesday. Yes, All Elvis music today. And we've got some good stuff. We've got some different versions of some favorites and some rehearsals and some different takes and some lives and some movie songs. Now, you guys all like all that stuff. I know I do. And they're good songs. They're good songs. So let's get started with a duet. It's Love Me Tender with Connie Francis. It's good, guys. You listen.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's that I belong, and will never part. Love me, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and I always.
that tweet, Connie Francis had a very sweet voice and high voice. She was a really good soprano. She was a pretty good actress, too. I still remember the movie Where the Boys Are. And I was a teenager when I saw that. That was a while ago, okay? We're not going to say how long of a while, but that was a while ago. Anyway, she was good. And to pair her with Elvis on this duet, that was excellent. That was excellent. They just kind of meshed. And we've got a couple others, so it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Okay. Right now, from 1966, I'm going to do a home recording of Mary Lou Brown.
I'll hold you tight in the moonlight tonight. I love you, Mary Lou Brown. Twinkling stars told the Milky White Way that I'd marry Mary. And I will tell all the world of my young southern girl. See her tonight, beyond moonlight, so I can hold Mary tight. I'll bring my guitar to the moonlight tonight. I love you, Mary Lou Brown. Imagine your heart floating right out of sight. I love you, Mary Lou Brown. Down by the
that's hilarious. Well, makes me laugh. I don't know about you guys, but made me laugh. I love it. It's fantastic. Okay, what should we do now? Well, another Elvis song, of course, because this is all Elvis Tuesday. So we gotta let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a song by the first note. Oh, I know. Here's one that just, quite literally, next to never gets played. I know it doesn't get paid either, but this one is one that you're not going to hear, okay? The video shows him sitting at the edge of the stage at the 68 Comeback Special, but I don't remember hearing this at 68 Comeback Special, but that was a while ago, so... Hey, you know, anything's possible, all right? This is a cappella, Memories.
Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down and settle softly to the ground like gold of autumn leaves around my feet. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories of holy hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories. Memories.
There you go. That was a little bit different, wasn't it? With no music. People just, ladies sitting there at the edge of the stage, just kind of gaga-eyed, and it made me want to laugh, but I'm a different duck, so that's okay. Okay, here's one that I don't know why, but we never get to hear this one. We never do. And John sent it, so we're going to play it. It's from 1970, Cindy Cindy.
I was an apple dangling from a tree. Every time you passed me by, you would take a bite of me. I wish I was a bluebird, I'd never fly away. I'd sit up on your shoulder, baby, and sing to you all day. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home with me. I wrote it in a letter, carved it on a tree, told it to a honeycomb, told it to a bee. I told them that I love you, they all know it's true. I say it till the cows come home, until it comes to you. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home with me, yeah. I need you in the afternoon to fan me when it's hot. I need you in the evening when supper time is through. What I'm really trying to say is I gotta get enough for you. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home with me. If I were a musician, I'd harp on just one thing. You should never play my heart the way you pluck a string. You would only love me, sincerely tell me so. I'd beat the drums about it to let the whole world know to come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home, Cindy, Cindy. Come on home with me. Come on with me. Dangling from a tree, wish I was a bluebird, I'd never fly away. I'd sit up on your shoulder, baby, and sing to you, honey, to come home. Cindy, Cindy, come on home. Cindy, Cindy, come on home. Cindy, Cindy, come on home with me. Come on home. Cindy, Cindy, come on home. Cindy, Cindy, come on home. Cindy, Cindy, come on home with me. Come on home.
There's always a surprise someplace, isn't there? Oh, my goodness. Okay. You wouldn't think with a name like Cindy there'd be any surprises, but surprise. Okay. All right. Now, this, on the video, when I went in to grab this song, it says Elvis is letting loose in the jungle room. Okay, and this is take 9 of Never Again.
Now that love is coming gone. Let me see. Now that I'm used to love, how can I stand alone? Glenn, if you'd pay attention, you know, you guys been in the studio too long, so I'm never going, little 1, 2, 3, more. You know, get loose, live, you know, like we used to do on stage?
Yeah, we was all drunk then.
Well, get drunk now, man. I guess you're a damn bomb. You wonder where you at. Bring out the booze. Grandma?
Okay, he said loose. You guys heard that.
That's 1.
I wish you had 2.
Bullshit. You can't get too loose for me, son.
I hope I never ever love anyone this much again. I can't take it anymore. I've been hurt before. Never ever quite like this time. What will become of me when you're no longer here? If I can't stop loving you, what am I to do? You'll be free. Where will I be? Now that I'm used to love, how can I stand alone? Now that love has come and gone, like the ending of a song, a song my lonely heart keeps singing. Where do I go from here? Will I get over you? If so, the next time I'll be smart. I know before I start. Never ever love anyone this much again. Oh,
Yeah, and that was Never Again. And it's on the Moody Blue album, in case anybody is actually wondering about that. I believe that was in 1974 that album came out, if I remember correctly. My mind plays tricks on me sometimes, so who knows? Hey, you know. There are so many good songs, you know. And we're playing a few that you just don't get to hear very often, or versions of songs that you don't get to hear very often. You might hear the song, but you don't get to hear the version that we've got today. And John's real good at that. He's real good at that. So, I mean, like the Love Me Tender. Whoever hears the duet with Connie Francis? Well, you heard it here today, folks. So, yeah. Expect surprises. Expect surprises. Like at the end of Cindy. Oh, yes. There are always surprises if you're paying attention, okay? So pay attention. Just pay attention. You'll have some surprises, quite a few of them. And I'm not pointing them all out either. You're going to have to just listen and discover them for yourself, because that's a lot more fun, okay? Yes, so here is here's one from Blue Hawaii. Now, I know y'all hate that movie. It's horrible, 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 but it's fun. Who cares if it's a good movie or not? It's fun. You know, it's fun. Yeah, I'm not saying anything else. The movie's just running through my mind, breakneck speed, and that's just where it's going to have to stay for right now. But this is take 6 and 7 of the fun one, and it's like, golly, Moses, you guys kicking that sand all over the place like that. It's a wonder you get it out of your clothes and your hair in a week. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. I never asked anybody. So here is take 6 and 7 of Slice and Sand from the movie Blue Hawaii.
Hair. Shot.
Zero.
Okay, hit it. Pop to it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Take off your shoes, let down your hair, turn on the music and we'll get somewhere. Dance, dance, dance till your toes get tan. We're gonna have us a ball on the beach, slice and sand. Hug me a heap, sway me a lot, we got a lot of ocean if it gets too hot. Ooh, baby, take my hand, we'll have some real rockin' fun in the sun. Slice and sand. Sand in my toes, sand in my hair, sand in my sandwich, but I don't care. Oh, shit. Sand in my sandwich, what the hell?
Eel.
Take off your shoes, let down your hair, turn on the music and we'll get somewhere. Dance, dance, dance till your toes get tan. We're gonna have us a ball on the beach, slice and sand. Hug me a heap, sway me a lot, we got a lot of ocean if it gets too hot. Ooh, baby, take my hand, we'll have some real rockin' fun in the sun. Slice and sand. To the left, slice to the right, slice down the middle, baby, hold me tight. Yeah. Ooh, baby, take my hand. We'll have some real rock and fun in the sun. Slide to the right. We'll have some real rock and fun in the sun.
Slicing sand. Well, I could see him kicking sand. I could see him swooping the sand sideways with their feet. I didn't see anybody slicing sand, though. I didn't, unless they were working on a new technique. And that could have been. Hey, you know, anything's possible in the islands. You got to remember that, too. Anything is possible in the islands. Or California. Take your pick. Except right now, going down to the beach and doing anything is probably not a real good idea right now with all the rain and the flooding. In fact, staying in town probably isn't a good idea right now. You need to have somewhere to go on vacation if you live in L.A. because I understand it's quite a mess right now. Wow, you know. If I lived there, I'd want to have somewhere to go, which thank goodness I do. Mama lives in Spokane, Washington. That's far enough away. I get away from the floods up there. That place hardly ever floods. So it's farther down the Columbia towards Seattle. It gets flooded. But I love that song. That song is fun. Well, except for the sand in your sandwich part. Elvis didn't quite get that either. Ugh. I'd grit your teeth. Ugh. That would be ucky. Okay. Another Elvis song. How about it, gang? Do you want another Elvis song? I don't know where that came from. It just flew into my head, and I had to let it fall out my mouth. So there you go. All Elvis Tuesday. Are you sure you want another Elvis song? Yeah, well, okay. I haven't had anything to eat yet, folks, so only two huge mugs of coffee. So that lets you know where this is going, doesn't it? Yes, you know me well enough, you know exactly what direction this is going in. Anyway, this is something really cool. It's the rehearsal for The Wonder of You.
Let's do The Wonder of You. I'm not giving anybody any hints tonight, man. No hints tonight. This is... And the next song after that one.
Guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as
Yes, let's drag that out just a little bit. Yeah. Until everybody's going, well, end? Is this the end or are you doing something else? I think that's how they designed it. They never want you to know if they're ending it or not. All right. Here's one that I, for one, have not heard in a long, long time. You know, No, don't chew on that, please, Apache. Don't chew on that. You get shocked. Don't do that. He's got the lawnmower batteries trying to... No, don't chew. No, that's not a chew toy. Okay. I did this song probably... Well, it was when I first started singing, so... Well, when I first started recording for you guys to hear me singing. And that was about 4 years ago, something like that. I did this song. I haven't redone it since then, but I have been thinking I should, because I would sing it different now than I sang it then. And so we need to see what's developing. Well, I need to see what's developing as things go on. So here is Elvis doing this song as it was meant to be done. Take one of How the Web Was Woven.
I tell you, fell in love with you. Da-da-da. If you wait, just on that last part. Yeah, right. I like the sound of that open string guitar there on the intro.
That's what we're just talking about. We did 2, 3, 4.
How the web was woven in my soul. Don't you know how the web was
thoughts of you fill my head, and no matter, oh, how I try, I can't sleep in my bed. I've been round for the last time, oh, girl, what can I do?
I love the little tinkle at the end on the piano. That's cute. All right. I love the way he does that song. That's nice. That's nice. It's very sincere. And anybody that wants to dream can believe he's singing it to them. So if you want to dream, hey, just go ahead. You don't need a license to dream. You need to be crazy, but you don't need a license. Just don't make any plans on those dreams. Go ahead and dream, but don't make any plans because of those dreams. That borders on insanity. So don't do that, okay? Okay, here is a home recording. Now, I know you guys absolutely hate home recordings. I know you do, but I'm going to play this one anyway. John sent it to me, and I like it. And you're just going to have to deal with it. That's all there is to it. So here is the home recording of She Wears My Ring.
Where's my ring to show the world?
All right, there you go. And that's where it all started, because then he went into the studio and actually made a recording of it. Roy Orbison made a recording of it. It's a beautiful song. It really is. It's a beautiful song. It has to start someplace, right? And I don't know if it started at home and then he decided to record it, or if he recorded it first and then did it at home when they were mucking about. I don't know. I wasn't there. I was too little for one thing. But anyway, he did it at home. He did it in the studio. And it's absolutely beautiful. You can let yourself get carried away if you want to. You go right ahead. Like I say, dreams are free. You don't need a license to dream. Go ahead and dream. Just don't make any plans attached to those dreams, because you're going to be sorely disappointed, I'm sorry to say. You know, unless you get the reality going first and then build dreams on your reality, then you're okay. Then you're okay. That's all right. It's a whole lot to take into account and think about, guys. You know, really. But it's all right. You got to have dreams. You got to have dreams. If you let all your dreams die, it's a hopeless feeling. I was there once. I was there once. And you feel hopeless. You feel alone. You feel as if nobody else cares, so it doesn't really matter if you ever pick up another dream at all. And then a very wise man told me, some dreams do come true. And that actually gave me a little bit of an incentive to know that I could dream again. I just had to be a little more careful about those dreams. You know? Yeah. Dream of what you can make possible, what is not impossible. But even some of the impossible can be possible if you work at it. Yeah. Yeah, I thought a lot about it. I did. You know what? I have a request here that Sue sent me. I'm not sure she meant it for a request, but that's how it ended up, honey. So here we go with a song called A Lonely Man.
It's a lonely man who wanders all around. It's a lonely man who roams from town to town. Searching. Hoping, always hoping that someday it will be fine. It's a lonely man who travels all alone. When he has no one that he can call his own. Thank you.
And I got a message here from the man who knows that that was the B-side of Wild in the Country. I love that song, too. I love so many of them. It's easier to say which ones you don't love than it is to say which ones you do love, because there are so many good ones out of 793 songs. Yeah, go ahead and count them. I dare you. It'll only take you a year and a half. Go ahead. Anyway. Now, this song, when John sent me this one, it said, video not available. Okay? And I said, well, maybe not, but let me check and see. So, a little bit later, I went and checked. When he was done sending me songs for today's show, I went and checked, and the one he sent me was take 14 and 15. Well, honey, I couldn't find take 14 and 15, but I found take 14. So that's the one I chose to play. It was either 14 or 16. They didn't have 14 and 15. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Or you take a daisy and go number 14, number 15, number 16. Yeah, anyway, here's no daisies, so I just had to do any, meeny, miny, moe. Okay, so here is take 14. I hope that's okay, honey, because that's all I could do for I Met Her Today.
I told you that someday, if you kept on being untrue, somebody else would come along and release me from you. You'll be glad to know now your fickle heart can have its own way. For it finally happened, I've met her today. I used to think I just couldn't live a day without you. In spite of the thousand doubts and tears that you put me through, all at once I don't care as much for you, I'm sorry to say. For now there's another, I've met her today. How I treasured each smile, each kiss you gave to me now and then. Well, you needn't be kind to me now. Oh no, not ever again. Just when the last bit of pride in me was gone, someone heard me pray and sent me an angel. I met her today. I've met her today.
Listen to that to see what it's saying. You know, he's telling his lady that, hey, you know, I warned you. I told you that someday I was going to meet somebody that treat me right. And adios, kiddo, you're done. And so he's telling her, I met her today. We're over, baby.
Mm.
Passé. I got a new honey pie. Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay. Anyway, I just thought it was a really beautiful song. And then I listened to it, and I thought, honey, that's a kiss-off song. A very sweet kiss-off song. A very, very nice and little kiss-off song. But it is a kiss-off song. It's like, adios, amigos, bye. Go find some other sucker. You know, and it's kind of like, I wish me better this time around. Oh, glory be. Yeah, we all try again, don't we? For everything that we say, if this one falls through, I'm never going to do it again. I am never going to do this again. I'm tired of being hurt. I'm tired of being squashed. I'm never doing this again. I'm not ever going to fall in love again. And, you know, beside the point, no matter how much we say that, we always fall in love again. Every single time. Sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it doesn't take very long. But we always fall in love again. And I'm going to say I'm guilty of the same thing. I mean, you know, we have all said that. We have all lost someone we loved and said, never again, I'm not doing that no more. And lo and behold, next thing you know, you're in love. How can you give up that feeling of being in love? The only thing you might learn is where not to take it. Right? It just depends on what went wrong. So, for a long time, I said, I was married once. I ain't trying that again. It was just a bunch of sour potatoes. We're not going there. And I'm finding that sometimes my idea of that is changing or has changed, actually, because I believe now it just depends on the man. Maybe I will find somebody that's perfect. I think perfection does exist as long as you leave room for the little foibles that aren't perfect. Yeah, chew on that one for a while. Anyway, how are you doing today, Sue? Did you get your phone straightened out yet, girl?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm got all dandy. I've been working hard on it, and actually, excuse me for yawning, I laid down. I thought, okay, I'm going to lay down just for a few minutes for the show, and my alarm didn't go off again. But other than that, I can live without that. That's okay.
And you don't need to have to worry about one more thing to fix, honey. Just throw it away.
No, I don't. No, I don't. But I tell you what, these late nights here lately, you know, with me staying up so late, you don't go to bed until, you know, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. And I just, I've got my, like, switched away. Excuse me.
Your biological
get
clock
back to normal.
Is hooked up. Oh, well, good luck with that, honey. I've been trying for a year to get back to normal. I spent 2 years as a night clerk at a hotel where I worked from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Okay, you got to stay awake during those hours because you are on duty and you are the only one there. So, I worked four nights a week, and I got real used to being awake all night. And I said, okay, now that I've quit working, I can get back to regular people schedule and be awake during the day. And, honey, I've been out of work for a year and a half now, and I still stay up all night and sleep half the day. So good luck with that, darling. If you're going to try that, just good luck with it, because it does not work very well. It didn't work for me at all.
Well, I've been trying for a while, but it's not working. It's really not.
No, it's not.
Uh-uh.
I've always kind of been that way, though. I'd always rather be up until 2 or 3 in the morning and then sleep all morning until 11 a.m. or noon. And, of course, when I was going to school, you can't do that. You got to get up at 6 o'clock, be at school by 8, and it just – and when I was in, single swingers and girls – ensemble, you had to be at the school at 7 a.m. for rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, going back to sleeping nights and being up days, it ain't never going to happen. I give up. I'm not going to worry about it. I give up. I'll let normal people do that.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
Nobody can accuse me of being normal. That's one thing you cannot accuse me of, is being normal. People will look at you and say, oh, you lie. You lie. She's not normal. What are you talking about? Okay. Oh, I practice not being normal. No, I don't. I'm just that way. I mean, you know. All right. I've got another Connie Francis duet.
Oh,
this one, oh, yes. She's got such a sweet voice. So pretty. So Connie Francis and Elvis, of course, since it's an All Elvis Tuesday, and they're doing I'll Remember You.
Love me always, I promise always.
ever finds a karaoke track for that song, you let me know and send me the link, because I have looked and looked and I cannot find a karaoke track for that song. Drives me insane. I wanted to sing it, you know, and I don't have a band, so I need a karaoke track. Well, I can't find one, so I can't sing it. And for that particular song, a cappella don't quite cut it. So, yeah. So if anybody locates one on YouTube, let me know. Please let me know, because I've looked and I can't find one. And it just, it hurts me. Oh, it just gives my heart pain. Well, maybe not my heart. Maybe my honey butt. But, you know. I've had other pains in my butt, so it's okay. All right. I'm getting used to it. Here's another one that I like this song. I do like this song. I have to admit that. I do like it. I don't really know anybody that doesn't, but I don't ask. So, hey, you know what? Somebody made a John made a comment that just set me to laugh, and somebody put a GIF on here of a gal doing a somersault into bed and covering up as she lands on her back, and so John made the comment that that was Betty jumping into bed. And, of course, my mind goes, hey, you guys know me. You know me, and you're expecting this, and I am going to say it. It's Tuesday. I am going to say that. I shall ask forgiveness later, but I'm going to say that. First thing my mind thought of, well, who's going to be there with her? Who's she jumping into bed with? Yeah. But that's me, guys. That's just me. That's just me. It's okay.
Well, whoever it is, you're a good little jumper.
Yeah, you're they got a bouncy bed. Anyway, all right. Hope there's no kids in the house. And, oh, Jenny, stop it, you naughty girl. Okay, let's play the next song, all right? This is take two of You Asked Me To. Oh, yeah, well, that doesn't help, does it?
Long ago and far away, Ma would come and lay the shoes. I turned the world all which way, just because you asked me to. Likened to no other field, simple love is simple truth. There's no end to what I do, just because you asked me. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me. I love you. After all I've been through, I turn and walk away from you, just because you asked me. Lord, I hope you never do. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters. Thank you.
Honey. You told me you'd be calling in. You told me you'd be calling in, and here you are.
Yeah.
Are you having a good day, darling?
Oh, okay, great, great day.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. You doing more music?
Oh, yeah, of course. Always doing music.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait. I can't wait for your album to come out. So the real people can buy it. Instead of relatives and loved ones.
Okay, it's going to be great.
Oh, yes, it's going to be fantastic. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Okay, who should I tell everybody is calling? Are we going with Jefferson?
yeah, AJ.
Okay.
I know who that is.
Well, we're going with Jefferson. Going with Jefferson, okay?
You go with Jefferson. That's my name.
Yep. That's
okay.
It.
We'll just call you Jefferson.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, darling, he told me earlier. Did you warn me or did you promise me you were gonna call? I can't make up my mind.
Oh, I promised you I'm gonna call him.
Yes. He promised me he was going to call in, and I've just been looking forward to it all show. And I wanted to ask you, Don, I don't know why I haven't asked you before this, but how was your Christmas?
Christmas was very, very good. I enjoy it.
Oh, awesome. I know you had, yes, you had family come and see you. I thought that was so special.
Yeah, always. The family around.
Yes. Of course. Were they there for a while? Did you guys really get a chance to visit and enjoy each other?
I had laughed and play games and have fun.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yes, I haven't seen my family in about 4 years, and I miss them tremendously. I'm looking forward to getting up there and seeing them soon. I'm so glad they came over to spend the holidays with you, darling. I really am glad that you had a happy time.
I
enjoyed watching you on your mower, your riding mower, and you've really got a pretty backyard too. Very nice.
Oh, really?
You play? Say what to?
Well, golly!
What are you talking about, girl?
Well, he has a very nice backyard, okay? And he was out there mowing.
Oh, okay.
And it was on video. I didn't just dream this up, okay?
Are you sure?
I'm positive. He knows. He knows it was taken.
Oh.
Anyway.
Funny.
It is funny, isn't it? Well, sometimes when she and I are having a conversation, she'll kind of doze off, and then she'll wake up and she'll say something, and I'm going, what are you talking about? Because she's talking about what she's dreaming about. So it's kind of strange sometimes. It's kind of strange. But I love her. Okay.
I had someone in here, John, said he saw it too, so I'm not making
really,
it up. I didn't.
Really not. Really, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
It was fun.
I guess I'm the only one. I'm the odd man out, odd woman out, because I haven't seen it. Well, okay.
Well, you just missed out. That's because
I know.
I
know that Jefferson will fix that for me. He'll send it to me.
okay.
Awesome. So what are your plans for the rest of the day, honey? Huh? What are you going to do for the day?
I watch a movie, I'm eating right now, and thinking crazy new stuff in my head.
Okay. Well, just do something that makes you smile. You've got such a beautiful smile, sweetheart. Do something that makes you smile and makes your heart happy. You want to make your heart happy. Yes. And I know talking to me does it, but, you know, hey.
All the music fan Elvis is amazing.
Yes.
The voice of gold.
Yeah,
the voice of gold.
Gold,
great, great
silver,
song.
Platinum, take your pick. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Tremendous.
And I think it was a very good choice when we decided to do All Elvis Tuesdays. Everybody loves that.
I say happy birthday to him.
Oh, yeah, we
love
him. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Hopefully he's doing great. Every year.
Yes, and I did. As a matter of fact, his birthday was on Sunday, and I did do happy birthday to him. I did do happy birthday. So, yeah, he keeps insisting he's an old man, and it's kind of like, hey, honey, you're only as old as you. He's like, you'll be here as long as God wants you here, so just deal with it.
Oh, hell no,
as long as me. Well, I appreciate you making the video. Thank you so much.
Aw. Well, you are.
And kind-hearted. Thank you.
Well, darling, you know, people are kind to you because they love you.
I love them.
Yeah, you're kind to people you love. You're not, you don't be nasty and ignore people that you love. You be kind to them. You do things for them. You let them know you care about them. You let them know you love them. I mean, I'm telling you all the time I love you.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
always.
And you know I mean it. So
there
you go. There you go. And I love seeing your videos too.
How many people listening?
Yes, you are. Yes, you're on the air.
How many people listening?
Yes.
There's a lot of people listening?
Yes.
Yes. They can hear you talking.
Yes, we have a...
Shout out to everybody. Hi. How you doing? Love and Merry Christmas and God bless you.
Oh, that was so sweet. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm sure everybody appreciates that. They're smiling right now. I'm smiling. So I just expect everybody else to smile too.
I want to hold up the show.
Well, you know what? I've been expecting your call, so you're not really holding up the show. I've kind of said, okay, we're going to take a few minutes and just talk. We're going to chatter a little bit, and that's what we've been doing, just kind of giving us some time to talk to you and giving you your airspace here.
Oh, I don't mind.
So that's fine. That's fine. I figured it wouldn't bother you too much. It's not like you've never been in front of a microphone before.
yeah. It's not my life.
That's true. That is true. Well, hey, honey, I'm going to play some more songs, but you're welcome to hang on and listen here on air with us.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll be here with y'all. Go ahead.
Okay, when the song's over, I'll be back and open the mic and we'll chat some more, okay?
Oh, of course. I enjoy it.
Okay, I'm going to go play a song now. So, here we go. I've got, this is a recording of the song, If I Were You. You know, it's kind of like, stop being stupid. If I were you, I would know that I love me. Took me a minute to figure that out, but yes, it's perfect, on point, great. And this has a little bit of recording chatter at the beginning. It's not a rehearsal, it is a recording session. So here you go with a little taste of Elvis.
There they are, rolling Texas.
You don't take much to get these guys going, boy, I say. Hey, and I'm hey, go on, man. What you call sitting on ready? Just give them a wheel and they gone.
Sandman comes to my house late each night. But it's way in the morning before he turns out my light. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. Ooh, if I were you, I know that I'd love me. The great snowman I've been called by all, but it looks like this time I'm gonna fall. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. If I were you, I know that I'd love me. Wind and rain and storm closing in on me. I've walked the streets alone in my self-sympathy. Can you hear me sing, hopefully? If I were you, I know that I'd love me. Wind and rain and storm closing in. I've walked the streets alone with my self-sympathy. Can you hear me sing, hopefully? If I were you, I know that I love me. Ooh, if I were you, I know that I love me.
All right. I wish they wouldn't put that at the end, but, you know, it's not my recording, so whatever. Okay. All right, guys. We're here with Jefferson and Sue. And me.
Okay.
So, hey, what else you got going right now, hon?
Right now, I'm singing up. I just put out a song on my YouTube page.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes. I go there and listen to videos and stuff quite often.
And I just put a song up.
Oh, I'm going to have, after the show, I'm going to go and listen to that.
And what I'm going to do, What a Crisis Hour, called The Light Into the World.
Oh, all right. That's nice. I like that. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of MJ videos from YouTube. And people are reposting the ones from Heal the World a lot. And I think that's fantastic. I think that's great. I think it's absolutely great.
Oh, yes, best thing to do is come together.
Yes.
Heal the world. Best thing to do.
Yes. I think it's fantastic.
We all sisters. Best thing
then,
to share.
Yeah. And if people would let their minds be ruled by their hearts, there'd be a lot more love and sharing and caring in this world. Because
they would
think things all the time. Yeah.
Right. Children, people having fun. enjoying yourself.
Exactly. 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 But hopefully, I mean, we're all going to be hopeful that things are going to get better. We're going to be hopeful that people start to understand that they need to care for each other because nothing else is going to make anything better.
You're right. You're very right.
So, yes, that's what we need to do. And hopefully, day by day, people will realize that, you know, we haven't been doing things right in the past, and it's time to change it. It's time to change it and start caring. So that's what I'm hopeful of. That's what I pray for. So we'll look for it. We'll look for it. Hey, why not, right? Why not?
You need to change the world. And they want person to lead the world to the better day. Everybody
yes.
needs to change what they sell. The government
yes.
change. Everybody.
Oh, yeah, well.
Look that man in the mirror and change yourself.
Well, you have to start there. If everybody starts there, the rest of it's just going to happen naturally. You know?
Right.
So, okay, we need to get that song re-released with a new video. And slam it all over YouTube. There we go.
I want to do something like that. Remix it.
Yeah. That would be totally awesome. That would be totally awesome. I like that.
You know, I tried to do this last year. Put every fan in one video so I could run my music over it. Fans, later fine, but they never did it. They never showed me nothing. They sent videos to me so I could do this.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And I think if when you get the music together with a video, a new video, you know, everybody knows the old videos, but if we get the music together with the new video, people will start paying attention. And I think that's fantastic. I think that's fantastic because that's what's needed, is to sit up and notice.
Oh, yeah, and let it spread like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let it spread out on the internet. Anything you get a platform on, let the video spread. All over.
Yeah.
Best thing to do. It's an amazing thing to do.
Yes. Yes. And if you get it all over YouTube, a lot of people are going to see it. A lot of people see it.
Oh, yeah. The
yes.
F United. That's one. Black and white. Mexicans. It doesn't matter what color you are.
Exactly.
We all want.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what color you are.
And I love that song. I love that song. That's fantastic. When I hear that, and I just listen to that whole thing. It kind of grabs your attention and keeps it. And I love it. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's fantastic. Well, what do you say? What, honey?
Which song are you referring to?
Black and white.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that song. I just love it because it says it doesn't matter if you're black or white. There shouldn't be any color lines. That's what I love. Yes, that's what I love. All right, let's play another song. We need another Elvis song. We got to play some Elvis music. Okay, here is a song from Clambake. That, you know, I've watched this movie, I think, 3 or 4 times, and I don't remember this song. naughty, naughty Jennifer. So here is Who Needs Money?
Uh-huh. I'm on the right track for lots of kissing. So that old greenback I won't be missing. All the greatest things in life are free. Who needs money? Not me.
Cash or credit, it doesn't matter. Long as my bank books keep growing fatter. Easy Street is my favorite avenue. Who needs money? I do.
Just pity all those millionaires, they never can relax. Because they're always worrying about their income tax. Why waste time on high financing? I'd rather spend it on good romancing. What if my pockets are empty as can be? Who needs money? Not me.
Some folks save it, some folks lend it. But as for me, I wanna spend it. Give me some green and my skies will be blue. Who needs money? I do.
Stocks and bonds, they only bore me. Interest holds no interest for me. Who wants to sit in the lap of luxury? Who needs money? Not me.
Can cruise in the kind that gals just can't refuse in. All it takes is a million or two. Who needs money? I do.
Anytime some gal starts flirting, now that I'm broke, I know for certain she really digs my personality. Who needs money? Not me.
Poverty's the only thing that money cannot buy. So rich or poor, it pays to have M-O-N-E-Y.
A gal who's tender, that's what I love.
It's legal tender, I want a pile of. Just let my liquid assets overflow.
You can't take it with you when you go. So, who needs money?
The lovely, lovely money.
Who needs money?
And just like that, it's over.
Terrible,
isn't it? It's like it's like they took a scissors and cut off the tape. I don't know.
That's good song.
Who all is in it? Who is all singing?
I love it.
There?
I love that. I don't remember his name, but he's the guy that co-starred. Yeah, he's the guy that co-starred with Elvis, and he was helping him do the car and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about, I forgot his name.
Was Will his name, or was Will his name in the movie? That I can't remember. I don't know. But anyway, we'll call him Will. It works.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
It was. I thought it was very fun. I liked it. It was fun.
Jeannie, did you get the message from
John?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And John says to tell you, Jefferson, that he's happy you phoned in.
I feel like thank you. He's always welcome.
Yes. He's a very caring and helpful person. Loving to death. Yes. It's wonderful. Okay, we are getting short on time, so we need to play more music. I don't know what I'm going to play. This song is The Final Time Live before the entertainment world lost Elvis. This was done on June 24th, 1977. One night.
One night with you. Here's what I'm now praying for. The thing that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just hold on, guys.
Hold it a minute. Excuse me just a second, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've got to change microphones. There's something bugging me about this microphone.
One night with you. Here's what I'm now praying for. The thing that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just call my name. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Always lives very quiet life. I never did no wrong. Now I know that life without you has been too long. Would make my dreams come true.
Okay, thank you.
And that was the last performance of that song before he left the entertainment world. So we like it, though. We like it. It's not as wild as some of for that, but you know, that's all right. It's labeled the last one. That makes it special. Okay. I like some of the wild ones. Yeah. Yeah, the Steamroller Blues. Yes. And Patch It Up and Poke Salad Annie. Oh yes.
I like Rockabye and
Oh yes. That's a very good mover. Yes. Yes. And let's see. I've got Poke Salad Annie in here from December 29th of 1976. The Civic Center in Birmingham. They give you a lot of information sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is supposed to be, it's a little bit different than the versions that he did before that. There's a little more instrumentation in it. It got kind of fancied up a little bit. That's what I call it. So, hey, let's go ahead and play that long as we're here running it. And I'll see if I can find a hunk of burning love in the meantime. I think I've got it in here. So, anyway, here's Poke Salad Annie, a wilder version or a newer version. Let's get that one.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligator goes to be strong, lives a girl, and I swear to the world, made the alligator look tame. Oh, Salad Annie.
Everybody said it was a chain. But the mama was working on the chain gang. Every day before summertime, go down to buy the truck back. Take care of Mr. Folks all day long. Yes, Mr. Folks all day long. Yeah. Everybody said it was a chain. But the mama was a working on the chain. Hey, chain, chain, chain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Daddy was a lazy and no count. Pain, he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for him. He then watermelons out of my truck, packed for salad. Everybody said it was a shame. But the mama was a working on the chain.
The drummer can't hear himself on stage, fellas.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was great. That was
amazing. I love it when the band goes crazy. And then all of a sudden nobody knows what anybody else is doing, but they keep on going and it turns out just fine. I love it. That's great. That's called professionalism. That's called professionalism. You don't stop for nothing. You keep going and bring it together, and it works.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, I've got I found one that, you know, I enter titles in here really strange sometimes, honey, and it frustrates me. It really does, but I don't seem to be able to change it. Here we go. This is from 1959. I found one called A Big Hunk of Love, and I'm hoping it's the one we've been looking for. So we're going to play it and cross our fingers and our toes. Yeah, really. So here we go.
Still I've been in love, no, 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 babe.
No, 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 no.
pocket. I got a rabbit foot around my wrist.
Obviously, that was not the one.
Okay, but that was great.
It was a great song. Yes, I loved it. But it wasn't the one we were looking for. But I will find the one we were looking for, and if it's not in my library, it's probably in my computer, and I'll reload it into my library. And then we can have it next Tuesday, and it'll be there. Yes, we'll handle it. Yes. We'll do it. Another one I really like is Hurt. That one is a grabber. I've got time. I'm going to play this. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I've got three. Okay, let's do this one. I'm going to play it.
Now we're rolling.
I love that song. I do.
All right,
hear
that voice?
Oh, yeah.
I don't love that, but I love the song.
You didn't get Pat's message. It scrolled on up. I just pulled it back down.
Yes, I did, honey. I did get it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You don't have to be sorry, darling. You're helping, so don't worry about that. It's fine. One thing I do need to do that I was reminded of is we have a friend. Her name is Victoria, and she had a hip replaced yesterday. So we want to wish her a healthy and quick healing. So the pain goes away very quickly. The scar heals, and she can walk again very, very soon. So she was very scared.
Tell her to get well.
Yes. So, Victoria, if you're listening, we're all saying for you to get well quickly, and we're praying for the pain to go away very, mm-hmm. very fast, and that you will walk again. And, you know, if we're all asking for it, it's going to happen. So just be confident in that, girl, and you're going to be fine. You're just going to be fine.
Oh, that's it. God bless you.
Yes. Yes. God bless you. And then, too, I want to let you know, Jefferson, we're going to be playing a couple of songs on Tuesday that you're going to love. So next Tuesday is going to be kind of a mixy thing, and we love it that way, so it's fine. And now I've got like 4 minutes left, so I have to say thank you, everybody, for joining me, and thank you, Jefferson, for calling in. I really enjoyed that when you did that. I love that. I love having you here. I really do. So,
I want to say I love you guys.
And you can call in anytime you want to, baby. You're welcome. You're welcome anytime. It's fine. I love it. So it's good. So I'm going to thank all the rest of you that are in the chat and around the world that are listening. I know there are a lot of people from Europe in different places that listen to the show. And I know everybody loves Elvis music. I'm glad you came and joined us. I hope that it made all of your music bones happy, and it's going to put a smile on your face so that when you go out and greet people, just smile at them. Just share a smile. You would be surprised how good that makes people feel. It is fantastic. And they'll smile back, and then that's going to make them smile at somebody else. You know, so, hey, spread the love. That's what it's all about. Just all it takes is a smile. It doesn't cost you anything but 3 seconds. To smile at somebody. So go out and do that. Yes. And in the meantime, I am going to play a song from Kissing Cousins to sing us out. I'm going to play the Barefoot Ballad because I just think that's just fun. And I want to leave you with the blessing. I'm going to say may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well. Be happy. And be safe. And come back on Thursday for the rock and roll show.
Jefferson, thank you for being here.
Yes.
You're welcome. I love you guys. I must get off. I love you guys. Many people listen. I love you.
I love you too.
Elvis, you listen. I love you so much. I love you guys. Bottom of my heart.
Love you too, baby. We'll talk again soon. And thank you for coming, and you come in anytime you want to, darling. You are so welcome. You know my heart welcomes you wholeheartedly, okay?
Hey, love you.
I love you, sweetie. So we're going to say goodnight now, and I'm going to play our out song with a Barefoot Ballad. And we will talk to y'all later. Love you. Take care. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Barefoot ballad, yeah, barefoot ballad, won't you play for me a down-home country song? Cause when I kick my shoes off and I kick my blues off, then the barefoot ballad just can't go wrong. Hear me a honk-tonk fiddle with a guitar in the middle of the melody, thumping like a fountain, swinging out on Smoky Mountain. Barefoot ballad, yeah, barefoot ballad, won't you for me a down home country song? Cause when I kick my shoes off and I kick my blues off, with a barefoot ballad you just can't go wrong. Now the big toes connected to the two toes, and the two toes connected to the three toes, and the three toes connected to the four toes, and the four toes connected to the five toes, and the five toes,
that's a live toe.
And away we go! Barefoot ballad, won't you play for me a down-home country song? Cause when I kick my shoes off and I kick my blues off, with a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Now the big toe connected to the two toes, and two toes connected to the
three toes, and three toes connected to the four toes, and four toes connected to the five toes, and a five toe.
That's a live toe.
What's a live toe?
That's a jive toe.
What's a jive toe?
That's a drive toe.
So away we go, I want a barefoot ballad, yeah. Barefoot ballad, won't you play for me?
Play for who?
Play for him.
Play for her.
A barefoot ballad song.